Ladies and gentlemen, it's your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Kelly. Welcome to the Get a J Show, where it's all about speaking and preaching the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, happy Saturday. Now, let's get into this Lizzo I quit incident. Damn, Lizzo just going to quit because she's constantly getting harassed, dragged, I don't know, bullied on social media. No, I like Lizzo. She all right, you know. But why quit because of what people are saying on social media? Don't let the motherfuckers bother you. Just ignore the haters and just live your best life to the fullest. I like Lizzo, but you know what? I just don't like, ladies and gentlemen, people who get the world given to them. They end up being famous. Then they do some things to others. They turn around and deny all the accusations, right? And then all of a sudden, they want to quit their career. I get tired of people who are giving the world who turn around and play victim when they did some shit that was foul. That shit is crazy. Why in the hell you just fess up to the shit and say, all right, I fucked up. I'm going to make my bed and lie in it. Yeah, I did some shit. I'm sorry for what transpired, what happened. I ain't that type of person. You know, I was going through some shit at that time, at the moment. Yeah, I did it. Okay, you paid. Ain't you happy? I mean, shit. Whatever, I'll give you what you need, whatever. I ain't gonna rock with you no more. Or whatever, or some shit. You know, call a truce to the shit. If you fucked up and did people dirty, fess up to the motherfucking shit. Don't deny it. Come on now, Lizzo. Put on your big girl panties. If you messed up, you messed up. I mean, damn. I'm trying to figure out why would people just go around and start lying on her. You know, what I noticed, y'all, ladies and gentlemen, people get given the world. And behind closed doors, they be mistreating people, right? But as soon as the motherfuckers that they miss, the people they mistreated start putting them on blast in public, they want to deny this shit and deny this shit. And deny the shit. Oh, that's not true. That's not true. That's not true. You know? How they say smiling faces tell lies. Lizzo want to quit singing. So she quitting her career over getting dragged on social media by people harassed, bullied about the way she look. I think she look fine. She a gorgeous BBW. You know? She should just ignore them haters and keep on rocking out. You know? But don't sit there and try to play victim after people done called you out on shit you done did to them when you mistreated them. Come on now, Lizzo. What the hell? Fess up. Seems like everybody is cool long as the world, they have the worlds and at their feet and they're, you know, they have the whole world in their hands. They do whatever the hell they want to. They get given the world. They do what they want. But soon as they fuck up, they don't like taking no accountability for their actions. I noticed that shit. Nobody wants to take accountability for their actions towards the way they treat other people. That shit is crazy. It's a lot of people who get given a world who always love to play the victim. Man, that shit is crazy, y'all. That's some real fucking shit. Man, that shit is crazy. But yeah, Lizzo wanna call it quits. She want to quit music all because people been dragging her on social media, harassing her, talking about the way she look. Just ignore the motherfuckers. Ignore the haters. Live your life to the fullest, you know, of what there is of it that you have. I mean, damn, why quit living your life because of what the fuck somebody else is saying? Shit, if it's that bad, why don't she just suspend her account, on social media. Delete her social media. I mean, dang. Turn off your comments. There's a million motherfucking ways that you can just ignore people who keep dragging you on social media. Social media is social media. Of course, motherfuckers are going to drag you and talk shit about you. Just ignore the haters. That's all you really can do. Lizzo, just fess up shit and stop playing victim. You know you fucked up. If you fucked up, you fucked up. take accountability for your actions. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, let's get into this Zion Williamson incident, y'all. Who was it on YouTube last night? It was somewhere. But anyway, I guess the porn star, the porn star chick, whatever, the model chick, whoever the hell she is, that try to accuse Zion Williamson of false allegations of getting her pregnant or some shit. Well, anyways, there was a tape that was link it, release it, and some guy was saying he was doing his podcast. He said, well, I think Zion Williamson's career is over. And I guess she taped her and Zion, I don't know, their sexual activities or some shit. You know, whatever the hell they was doing. See, link at the tape or some shit. And this dude in this podcast was saying, well, Zion's career is over. I'm like, damn, that it said, well, his career is going to end all over this shit. But I'm like, damn, that shit is crazy. You know, some women out there are petty as hell. Now, I'm going to say this, ladies, to all y'all out there, being greedy and entitled and not appreciating shit ain't going to get you nowhere. Being greedy, entitled, and petty than a motherfucker will not get you nothing, ladies. Stop trying to ruin a black man's career. That shit is crazy. Hopefully Zion can just outshine these allegations and shit. Some woman just love to be petty than a motherfucker. You ignore them. You don't want shit to do with them. And they want to fuck up your career. They just love being petty. I cannot stand no petty ass childish woman. That shit is crazy. Zion even with her. Zion making his motherfucking millions playing basketball, ignoring her. And she don't like that shit. She tried one allegation, falsely accused him of her getting, Zion got her pregnant. How far did that go? That shit didn't work. So now she want to leak a fucking tape. I don't know what the hell it is. Some sexual allegations. I mean, sexual activity, something of him and her together or some shit. Trying to ruin his career. Ooh, oh my Lord. Oh, I cannot stand no petty women. Especially when you are northern motherfuckers and you don't want shit to do with them and you move on. Them motherfuckers, you just find some type of way to ruin your fucking career when you make millions. Jesus Christ, I cannot stand no petty ass women. And today, in this generation, that's all we got. It's petty ass women. Well, you don't want to fuck with them. You don't rock with them. You don't do shit with them. You minding your damn business, making millions of dollars. She's still trying to fuck with you and ruin your life. I believe some women don't like to see a black man happy. And see, all y'all motherfuckers out there, y'all just cheer when a black man is falling. Y'all just cheer about it. Y'all just happy than a motherfucker. Y'all just cheering and happy when a black man get canceled and fall is falling. That shit ain't cool. Man, but hopefully Zion career doesn't get canceled. Because I hate to see a black man career gets ruined over some petty bullshit. That don't have nothing to do with basketball. You know, Zion ain't breaking no motherfucking law. Zion ain't committing no fucking crimes. He playing basketball. Why don't this female just leave him the fuck alone? Why is she going around leaking a fucking sex tape and shit? Shit is crazy to the motherfucker. Somebody got to be down for the black men, for our brothers out there. Because y'all motherfuckers out there just clap and cheer when y'all see us falling. And that shit ain't cool. You know? Shit. Hopefully, this shit just disappear and we don't hear about this shit no more. Because the female who's trying to ruin Zion's career is lonely, miserable than a motherfucker, probably broke. That's why she trying to ruin his fucking career. He ain't fucking with her. He ain't saying shit to her. He ignoring her. And women can't stand to be ignored. They hate that when you move on with your life and not thinking about them and doing a million times better. That's some real fucking shit. I'ma say it again, ladies. Being self-titled, greedy, not appreciating shit, and being petty than a motherfucker will not get you nowhere. especially you ruining a nigga's career. No, ain't nobody go, you ain't get no love for that. There may be some motherfuckers out there cheering for a black man falling, but I'm not one of them. That shit is crazy. Someone gonna be mad at a motherfucker. Shit. You know? Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, it's your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Kelly. And thank you for tuning in to the DDJ Show, where it's all about speaking and preaching the truth. Shout out to Zion. Hopefully, this mess don't bring his career down, because that's some petty ass shit. You know, women do petty ass shit today when you ain't rocking with them. Shit is crazy, y'all. Well, happy Saturday. Hopefully, everybody out there, you're all having a nice, good weekend. Nice Saturday night. Until next time, folks, shit, I'm out. Peace. Yeah.